Pope Benedict XVI today urged those attending the 22nd International Conference of the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers to spread the gospel of life. Lydia O'Kane has more.
Defending human life with courage and dignity. That was the central theme of Pope Benedict's speech to the participants of the 22nd International Conference of the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers on the theme Pastoral Care of the Sick and Elderly. The Pope, in a heartfelt address, said, "If it was true that human life in its every phase was worthy of the greatest respect, then this was made ever more true for the sick and the elderly." He added that old age constituted the last stage of our earthly pilgrimage, having different phases, each with actual lights and actual shadows.
Perché quando la sfida della malattia si fa drammatica?
The Holy Father then posed a number of questions. One asks, he said, does the life of the human person continue to make sense when faced with old age or illness? Why, when the challenge of the illness is very serious, continue to defend life? Why not accept rather euthanasia like a liberation? And is it possible to live with an illness as a human experience and to take it on with patience and courage? With these questions, Pope Benedict said, one is called to be there for elderly and sick patients, especially when it seems there is no possibility of recovery. The current mentality of some efficiency-minded people, the Pope said, was to treat these, our brothers and suffering sisters, like a weight and a problem in society. Always, he added, next to indispensable clinical care, it is necessary to show a concrete capacity to love, because the sick need understanding, comfort and encouragement.
In più occasioni, il venerato mio predecessore Giovanni Paolo II, che specialmente...
Recalling the sufferings of Pope John Paul II, the Holy Father said, on many occasions my venerated predecessor, especially during his illness, demonstrated exemplary belief and courage, urging scientists and doctors to commit themselves to research and to treat the illnesses that come with aging, without ever yielding to the temptation to cut short the life of the old and sick with medical practices that would end up being a form of euthanasia. In conclusion, Pope Benedict exhorted those present to work always to spread the gospel of life. I'm Lydia O'Kane.